Simon Lamed Beis, Sif Zayin. I love Moshe Yassin at Tefillin ala Klach, Veloy ala Chsustus, Veloy ala Gvil. It's Aloch HaMoshe V'Sinai that the parchment that is used for tefillin has to be something called klach, not chsustus and not gvil. Gvil is when you take the entire hide, that's gvil. Today, if you want to see a gvil, you go to a Teimani minion and they write Sifrei Torah on gvil, which is like a piece of leather. It's very thick. Klach, it's also a discussion in the Rishonim and the Gaonim, but the simple understanding of klach is when you take that piece of hide and split it in half, it comes apart. So the outside part is the klaf and the inside one is the chsustus. So basically you have to write on the outside half of the hide. Kosim al klaf mokum abosa, you write on the outside half of the hide, but on the inside of the outside half. Mshina poso, if you wrote any part of the tefillin on the wrong type of klaf, it's possible. Mao klaf, mao chsustus. So this, what is this klaf of chsustus? Oh, v'shasi b'duchok t'mayz v'lushnei. As we mentioned before, you split the hide in half when you're processing it. V'chelek achitzin utzad aseyer and nikir klof. The outside is called a klaf. Panimah tov l'bosa nikir chsustus. The inner half of the hide, which is closer to the meat of the animal, called the chsustus. L'fizeh, g'amrin ha'kaisel ha'klaf v'mokam bosa ha'inu v'mokam v'yesikov l'bosa. The inner side of the outer half of the hide. If you rip the hide in half, then the middle part, the part that's connected to the inside part, that's where you write. Now here we come to an interesting thing. Today, nobody rips them in half. We don't rip the hide in half in its thickness. Still, why? Why is it still considered klaf? It's even worse than that. If we just file it down on the inside a lot, so we'd say, okay, we don't rip it in half, but we filed off the inside part. Problem is, we also take something from the outside part. So we're saying, well, we take from the outside side, it's a very thin coating of the skin itself on the outside, and that's not considered that we took off any of the outside part of the cloth. And the mela, since that's still considered the outside part, and we rub it from the inside, that's still considered cloth, and if we run on the inside of that cloth. That's not the smooth air out that which you take off from a thin amount from the outside part. Even if we split the hide in half, its width, we still, in order to write on it, you have to rub off a certain amount from the outside. On the other side, we rub off a lot of the inside part of it, and therefore what remains after all the rubbing off is considered klaf, is considered the outside half. Kamuvan, a person who's doing this has to be careful not to rub off too much from the outside, because you could end up with something that's not halachically considered klaf. And that's the opinion of the Chayodim, the Allah brings the opinions of some sefer. You see, you can make all of that. L'maisa, as we said, the way it should be done is just this klipa elyon, the very outside of the outside, should be removed, and from the inside, a lot should be rubbed out.